Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. I'm glad that you're here with me today. So, I am going to be sharing some of my quote unquote older channeling sessions with you all over the coming weeks. If you listen to Intuitive Awakening, you've probably heard these before. If you have not, then they'll be brand new to you. I realize that over the coming weeks, some of the goddesses that I've channeled, I have not yet presented on, I haven't done episodes on, but those will still be coming. But I have found myself kind of going back through my library of these messages. And to be honest, when I'm doing these channeled episodes, I don't have any memory of what is really happening during that channeling session. So I have to go back and listen. And I've honestly just not had the time to sit down and go back to listen. And recently I have been doing so. And there, to me, is so much valuable information that the goddesses have delivered and shared. I think it's useful to listen to over and over again. And I hope that you all feel the same way as well. So I will be releasing those every week. And this also gives me time to finish the Goddess course, and as I've been working on it very diligently. So I hope you find value in this, and I hope you guys enjoy. And I will see you soon. Bye-bye.
Usually what I would ask you to do is, because it's easier for me, if you just ask me who's here, and I'll see what I get.
Okay. Who's here?
Athena is here. Yeah, she says Athena in her power.
Okay.
Okay. I felt so, like, it's funny because I've noticed that when the archangels come in on my right, and they come in on my left. So there's more like pressure on the side of my head here. Will you ask if anybody else is with us, or is it just solely her today?
Is there anybody else here with you, or are you by yourself?
I'm here with another. Oh. I'm here with, and it's funny because I hear her name one of two ways, Hera or Hera, but she said Hera, so I'm just going to say Hera, and I just want to say thank you for the two of you being here. I'm really appreciative. I get the impression that Hera is somebody who's going to be with me for a while because she keeps popping up. Can you ask her some questions like why she's coming to me, what her role is, and is she a new guide? Because I almost get the impression that she might be kind of a guide, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So Hera, why are you showing up so frequently with Deanna?
I heard I am here to help her heal. From her tales of woe.
Okay.
Okay. And then she said, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, that's okay. Can you ask her, is there anything else, any other reason why? And is she going to be recurring, I guess, for a while?
Yeah. Hera, is there any other reasons that you're here with Diana? Are you here as a guide? Anything specific?
I'm here to help her with her healing power, to lift up man's mood and his energy. Healing is a great power within her. She has yet to something. I don't know if she used the word devise something, this power. I don't know. And okay. In terms of how long, let me ask her, like, how long are you going to be here with me? She said for a time. She's here for a time. Okay. Very cool. All right. So I think we can get started with the questions.
Okay. So can you speak to us about why it's so important to follow your dreams in your life?
She said we both will. She said it takes great power within you to believe in yourself first and foremost. Many of mine seek their path or their desire, but they give up. They give up easily. They get distracted by worldly things. They also feel pressure to what's the word? To be, are you saying something else? To be something other than they are, to fulfill the tasks that they have been given, but not like she's saying, not with it, not the task that you feel that you're supposed to do when you come to the earth, but to tasks that are assigned like by man. And then they fail to see their true power. They believe in others as opposed to themselves. And they surrender their true contributions to the world of man. She said to man's world, but to the world of man. If you live your life being someone other than your true self or your true spirit, you are at a loss, is what she said. It feels like you gave up your willpower, is what she said. To believe in self is one of the most treasured things. It is your power. And therein lies the truth of this, is what she said.
Okay. So you've kind of answered the second question, but I'm going to say it anyway. For specifics, maybe we can talk specifically about this, but what usually holds us back from doing so, following our dreams?
She says, it is yourself when you listen to other beings or other people. It is yourself that gives your power away. And it is the fear that drives you there. It's the fear of failure, the fear of not being enough. The fear of not succeeding, and it's the fear of the world and what, in terms of how they shall treat you, what they believe about you, how they will deem your success. Many things hold us back and frighten us. It is like you. You're going against yourself, is what she's saying. You're going against your true nature if you succumb to this, if you succumb to the willpowers of others and how it is they have devised the world. They tell you what it is to, how to be a human, is what she said. How to be a human while you're on the earth plane. They tell you how to live, even where to live, what to believe, how to dress. All of these things, and in conclusion is what she said, they are creating you and they are terminating your inner will. They're taking over, is what she's saying.
Right.
And you're giving it away too easily. And you forget your own will. And you forget that it is the power within you that allows you to, I think she's saying create, that allows you to believe in yourself, and helps you to create your own being, your own essence is the word she just used, your own essence, your own mark. But if you are afraid of this detail, is what she just said, if you're afraid of this detail, then look inwardly, look at yourself. Decide where you want to live, decide what you want to do, decide who it is you want to be, because you have great power inside of you. But if you succumb to the whims of others, then you've lost your heart. I don't know if any of that made sense, but that's what I heard.
It all completely makes all of it.
Okay.
And you've kind of led into the third question, but how do we build confidence when we are starting out? Like specifically, because obviously it can be very scary for some or not scary for others, but are there any specific things that we can do to build that within us, the confidence to go after our dreams?
She is saying that to build your confidence, you have to have faith, is what she said. Faith in your own self. It is okay to put yourself out there and make mistakes. It is going to happen to each and every one of us, is what she said. There isn't a man here who hasn't faltered in some way, even publicly. And that should help us here. That should give us an insight into what it takes to go after your dream. I'm going to put that word. I feel like she's saying a different word, but I can't pick it up. To build your inner confidence, see your light. See what is inside of you. See where your power lies. See that you have all of the wisdom of the cosmos inside of you. It is yourself, again, that will carry yourself through or will succumb to fear, or let fear drive you, is what she said. If you want to so-called make your mark, you have to remain truthful to yourself, truthful to your belief system, truthful to your heart. And that inside of you should help you to remain still, empowered. You have to remember that you have a task, is something that she said. Everybody does. No one here is special enough to avoid this in life. Everyone has a message to give. Everyone is an empowered being of light. And it is that within itself that should help you to remember yourself, remember your true divinity, and remain constant in yourself. Confidence comes through life experience. It comes from taking steps, taking a step forward and sometimes three steps back. But that is the reality of things. It is never a straightforward path consistently. There are detours, there are mistakes, but in life you learn. Confidence comes through overcoming those debilitating mistakes. It comes through empowering yourself as well by, she's saying, projecting yourself inwardly. That's interesting. And remaining still within yourself, remaining within your power, within your light, and remaining within your heart most decisively. Many of you have asked, wherein lies the truth of yourself? And many of you have yet to discover it. It is your light that is your will. It is your light that is your will power. It is the seed of truth. If you have confidence in yourself, then you are aware of this power. You lack nothing, is what she's saying. You lack nothing while you are here, but you fear everything. You fear failure. You feel heartache. You fear a misstep. There is no need to fear these things. All of it encompasses the journey of life. If you want to remain confident in yourself, remember all of this. Remember that everyone is on the so-called path of life, the so-called journey. Everyone, quote unquote, she's like, failed. Everyone makes a mistake. But put yourself out there and be willing to believe in yourself. Take a risk, make your mark. I don't know if any of that answered it, but that's what I heard.
It did. So kind of a question that goes along with that is, so for some, we know saying just to have confidence might be a little bit difficult. Would you say that a tip in order to kind of gain that confidence is to recover from not past mistakes, but from past incidents in your life growing up? Because we know as we grow up, we are influenced by society, our parents, and our family. And so sometimes we hold on to things that unfortunately kind of keeps our confidence from growing. So would you suggest that possibly those who have struggled with confidence and reaching out for the dreams, that maybe they look into their past to figure out what it could be so that they can start to recover from that and then move forward?
What are you asking exactly, like going into your past? What do you mean?
Recovering from moments, incidences, situations, whether it's with yourself, a family member, while growing up, like shadow work, basically.
Mm. In order for you to like be willing to take to follow your dreams? Is that
correct?
What you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you what she said. She said, first and foremost, success comes from healing. I heard that clearly. From healing, yes, your past mistakes, first she said, past heartaches and past failures, healing what has been done to you on the inside, and for many of you on the outside as well, on the exterior, healing from this, will allow you to see the truth of yourself, and it will empower you for your eyes to see truth. Your heart must heal. Shadow work, as you call it, is simply another term for self-love. Damn, I'm just like, oh, girl. I saw her like do the air quotes. Let me see if she has anything else.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see. Shadow work involves or entails you looking into the darker aspects, is what she said. The aspects of atrocities or traumatic events or situations where you were maybe not even as enlightened as of yet, or with past failures. If you are brave enough or courageous enough to look inwardly at these and really try to understand your light, is what she said, your true beingness, then you will see that your inner light will prevail. You will see yourself as you truly are and not as the culmination of past failures or past pains or past trauma even. However, you have learned from these. So take that with you. Take that knowledge with you as it has shaped you, is what she said. As it has shaped your true beingness. So we realize that this is an important step in learning your true self. All of life requires healing in some form or fashion. That is where growth happens. If you heal yourself, again, she said, you will come to understand who and what you really are. Do you have another question, or did you have more?
That's good. All right. So next question. How do we motivate ourselves to continue while we experience rejection and failure?
Every path to success is marked with obstacles, missteps, mishaps, is what she said. Every destiny calls for this. Everyone realizes in some part of life that they have, I don't think she wants to use the word fails, but she keeps using the word fails, that they have made a mistake, or an event has caused them pain, an injury, or something has prohibited them from going in the direction they thought they were supposed to. However, this should not deter your cause. It should not deter you away from seeking what it is you desire, seeking your true calling, seeking your light, seeking your love. So regardless of what happens, regardless of what it looks like externally, the impediments that come, the boulders on your shoulders, sometimes even the pain within you, regardless of all of this, continue on. Motivate yourselves. There is a power within you, within your own heart. It beats for you so that you may spread your light. Use that as your motivation. Use that to carry you on. Do not let the willpower of others deter your path. And do not let the darkness that is pervading this planet of yours also deter you. This planet is of two powers, the light and the darkness. You choose your power daily. It is your choice to let the impediments of the darkness distract you or deter you from continuing on, or you may let the light empower you so that you may continue on your path and follow your true calling. There is always a choice being made as you live here, a choice for the light and true, or a choice for, she says failure, but darkness.
Okay.
This is a realization many of you must have as you create excuses within your own mind to keep you back. You blame other beings for your mistakes. You blame others for your lack of motivation or following through. But you will realize soon that it has always been and it will always be your own willpower that is the cause of this. The choices that you make, for they create your life daily. Every step you take is a choice. It is a choice towards your true calling, or it is a choice to deter yourself away from this. Ask yourself this daily as you live, and take it day by day. Okay, thank you.
All right. So why do most people give up on their dreams?
They are afraid, simply put. They are afraid of themselves. They are afraid of what they have been asked to do. They are afraid of their true calling. They are afraid of the changes that must be made, the changes to their lives, whether this is of moving on from a path they have already created or moving away from those they love. For not everyone is on your level. They don't mean that in a negative way, but everyone's calling is specific to them. They're afraid of what can be. They're afraid of the task ahead. Again, she's saying they're choosing daily. They're choosing again to either follow this or be afraid. They're afraid that they have to turn inwardly and hear that voice speak. Sorry, I feel like she has more to say. I just feel like a lot of pressure. Can you ask me this question again? Sorry.
Yeah. Why do most people give up on their dreams?
Thank you. Can you ask who was speaking, if it was Athena or Hera? Sometimes I can't tell the difference.
Yeah. Who was just speaking? Was it Athena or was it Hera?
Hera was speaking. I would like to know Athena's perspective on, you said why people are afraid to follow their dreams, right?
Yeah. Why do most people give up?
She's saying they become weary by being on the planet. They become tired of their daily woes. Mm-hmm. Their hearts too, they're exhausted. They're exhausted of failing. They're exhausted of the plans that they make and not seeing them fully come to fruition. Sometimes they lack the willpower and the patience, for that is part of the cause. You have to be, she said, you are impatient beings. You want everything immediately within the sight of your own eyes, but to create something beautiful takes time, brick by brick, stone by stone. You craft this. You have to be willing to wait, put in the work, put in the time and the energy and the math. Do this, empower yourselves. Don't wish for something else is what she's saying. Don't wish for something other than you are, or that you already have within you. Sometimes people give up because they look at someone else and think that they are better, and that what they have will not stand the test of time, is what she's saying. It will not be good enough. In comparison, you're lying to yourself. You also lack the fortitude. Inevitably, there will be mishaps. There will always be little problems here or there that you have to overcome. But if you decide that you want to continue on fulfilling your task, fulfilling your power, fulfilling your heart, then these bricks will come together and they will build a most magnificent building.
Good. So this question is for Athena, and let's talk about being tired. What could you tell people for those who do become really tired due to, let's not say failures, let's say curves in the paths. Every time the path curves and it's happened so many times and they do become so tired, what could you tell them in order to, I guess, bring back that energy into them?
everyone becomes weary at some point, is what she said. Weary of this life, weary of this planet. All of it can become burdensome at some time. If you want to re-energize yourself, focus your energies within you. Seek your heart. Do not seek to compromise yourself, first she said, but balance yourself. That is where many of you have issues, is balancing your energies, balancing the task at hand with your desire. Many of you seek or have the fire within you to create. You have a true calling and you feel empowered by it and it drives you daily. But with that power, there comes rest and, I feel like it's on my tongue. She said relaxation, but I felt like she wanted to say a different word. There comes rest with all things. You must learn to take a break and refashion yourself. Take a break from your creations, from the task, and rebalance your energies. Rest yourselves. There is a misconception here that if you rest, you waste your time. You did not put in enough energy to create your masterpiece. But rest is built into all things. Therefore, rest yourselves. If you allow yourself to become weary, you feel more inclined to give up. You feel exhausted. You lose your drive and you lose the intention behind what it is you were going to create or what you were trying to create. Therefore, relaxation is necessary. When you feel tired, simply close your eyes, breathe, rest, take a break. I feel like she's showing me too, like going to the beach and just laying down and just watching the waves. Like there's nothing wrong with that, she's saying. That everyone needs that. Everyone needs a pause, is what she just said. We cannot overwork ourselves. You have a body that requires rest. You have a mind too that needs rest. Allow it to rest or you will become weary. And the project that you're working on will no longer, it will lose its luster, is what she said. Did that answer your question?
Truth. Yes, it did.
Okay.
Yes. And I love that.
You though, she's showing me you particularly on the beach. Like reading something fun, like, you know, I don't know, like a romance novel, something trashy, and just watching the waves come in with the drink, like the downtime is necessary, is what she just said. You need to relax. You don't have to be busy all the time.
And I love that quote, the everyone needs a pause.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, so next question. Can they speak about why age should not be a factor when considering following your dreams?
Age, everyone worries about this. The fear of getting old, losing your own luster is what she said. losing your eyesight too is what she said. I don't know why she said that. Some fear this. That's why. Okay. Many of you see age as a prohibitor. An impediment to fulfilling your task, when your age should be redefined as something empowering, something to measure against, is what she said, which is interesting. I don't know what that means, but you can ask her. As you age, there is a thought in mind that you become wiser. However, this is not true of all beings. Some of you do not reflect on yourselves. You do not take the time to reflect on your life, your mishaps, some mistakes, your failures and successes. You just proceed accordingly. You just move on as life does. Therefore, to become wiser, to become a wiser being, reflection is always necessary. I don't know why we're on this topic, but this is what we're talking about. Sorry. This is what she wants to talk about. Okay. I feel like I can see her as she's walking. She's saying, as you age, you should learn to filter many things. Filter in this life what is in your heart and what is not. What blocks your vision as well. Those things are unimportant. It's important that you see what you really are. And that's where the wisdom comes, she said. As you age, it is upon self-reflection, self-healing, and self-gnosis. And that many people here lack this. They just proceed according to life as a drone, is her word. For some, you get to an age where you feel like life has passed you by, that there is no calling, that there is nothing left for you, that you are on your way to some other place, is what she said, another planet. and you have already given life its meaning. However, you do not realize that as you still have a body and you still have a mind, you still have a willpower to create what it is, to create your true calling, to create from your heart, and to create from your will. You still have time as you still have a breath. Age should not be a factor in this, as you're still alive, and that is all that matters. Age does not disqualify you. And that's what she just said. Oh, that's a really good quote. Damn. Okay. It does not disqualify your love either, or your mind, although many of you think it shall, or it does. Follow your dreams, follow your heart, regardless of your age. Do not let your egoic mind, something like that, affect your willingness to follow what it is you came here to do, or to create from yourself. Everyone has the power to do this, regardless of your age, regardless of where you're at in life. We all have that power inside, and age is not a factor. You are still here, you still have a mind left, and your heart still beats. Therefore, create.
That is so true. That is so true. We are creators until our last breath.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
All right. So many people question whether or not we have a mission in life. Can you speak to if we all have a mission, and how do we get about identifying that mission?
What was I thinking when I wrote these questions? Like, oh God. Okay. Everyone came here with a passion for healing the planet, healing this place. I'm just going to say that. I don't know who's speaking, but this is what they're saying. Every last one of you came with a task at hand. And she's saying that is a fact and that is the truth. Every single soul here was dispensed upon, I'm just going to say it, this nation with an ability, a talent to heal each other, to help one another, to lift up man, to heal hearts, to, this is an interesting phrase, to spirit one another. Many of you have planted seeds here of love, of even, she said, even of self-love, of good health, of good hearts, of joy, acceptance. All of these seeds matter. Every last one of you has planted these seeds from your own willpower, she said. Some of you could plant better ones. But she's saying that every last man here has a task at hand. And you are brave beings as such to arrive in such a place and live in a habitat that is challenging to the eye, she says. Every last one of you volunteered for a cause, a great one. And this is for hope, health, healing, love. She said inquisitiveness, joy. Every last one of you came to help each other. They came to lift each other up. And this is a talent you all have. You brave, courageous beings is what she said. For the mission that you have lies inside of each and every one of you. You carry it within your own DNA. And she even said at the cellular level, it is there. If you tap into yourself, you'll recognize this pattern within you. And it is from that pattern where you can detect the mission. There are recurrences in life that bring you to a point time and time again. This point is what you need to seek. What is the issue that keeps coming up for you, that keeps happening? Certain types of people are in your path. Look at these, and from these you will be able to detect why it is you're here to help or how it is you're here to help. And from the pattern, you will see your calling and your mission. This takes time and true reflection. Pour yourself into this. If you really desire it thus, you will see the pattern and you will realize the truth of yourself and the truth of your calling. And therein lies the truth of your mission. And she said, the mission will be proven to you if you seek.
Nice. And who was that? Was that Athena or Hera?
Oh, somebody else is here. Oh. I just heard we are three. So somebody came in, but I didn't see them come in. Can you ask? I take a deep breath. I get nervous. I'm like, who's here? Okay. You need to ask me who else is amongst okay. Athena and Hera. Is there another goddess? Is it somebody else who's come forward?
Okay. Who else entered?
We are three women of light. Three energies are present. And I'm asking, first we have Hera. She is an empowered being. This is interesting because I feel like this is being narrated to me. And then we have Athena is here. And then there's somebody. I cannot get the name. I just heard she's very joyous and curious. Let me see if I can really get her name. I'm asking if she can show me a similar image. I cannot pick up the name. Okay. Let me triple check. Okay, hold on. I feel like I'm getting an image and I have a feeling I know who it is, but I want to hear her name first.
Okay.
Say your name one more time for me. Okay, I could be wrong, but I swear to God, it's Hecate is here.
Hecate?
Because I see a witch. And I just feel like it's her, but I could be wrong. I feel like it's her that joined.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Goddess in ancient Greek religion and mythology. Cool. Yeah,
I think she's here and I feel like she's carrying a torch right now.
Yes. Yeah. Most often shown holding a pair of torches.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was her. I was like, hold on. Okay, cool. She's a mystic too, is what she just said. An empowered one.
That is amazing. Cool.
That is very cool. Okay.
All right. So it was, so then who answered? Was it her who answered that last question or was it Athena or Hera?
Athena, she just said.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Next question. Is our mission intertwined with following our dreams? If so, how?
Your mission, is a calling and it's a task too, is what I heard. It is intertwined. Your calling is intertwined with following your dreams is what she said, or one of them said. I don't know who's speaking. I just know someone's talking. your mission is really why you came here. It's what you asked to do. you decided before you left your place, you wanted to help. You wanted to be here to shift the consciousness, to move the needle forward, to cause momentum, is what she said. And what it, in the way you desired to help man as you incarnated or as you came. You also were given a gift. This gift is intertwined with the way you choose to help. And the gift that you have is, it's your dream. They are not separate from one another. You utilize your gifts to help man. And that is your quest. It is a quest of every last one of us. That's what it hurt.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to ask really quick why Hecate is here. I'm just curious, like, why she came out of the blue. Sometimes this happens, and I just don't know. Maybe she's just curious, but I would like to know why she's here. Wait a minute. I heard her say she has a calling. Okay. Okay, but like, why are you coming to me? She's saying that she is a seer like me. She sees in the darkness and she sees in the light. She sees both paths. Okay, she's talking to me directly about my life. She said, I see both paths inside you. Okay, I'm just listening to what she's telling me. She's telling me not to be afraid to be who I am. Not to be afraid of what people think about myself and who I really have chosen to be here, because it is what I came to give. Okay, very cool. Interesting. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, well, hello.
That's awesome. Okay, so then why did these goddesses, now three, come today?
Awesome. Athena is a strategist, proven time and time again. She is like yourself, like me. She's like myself. She strategizes every day. Yes. And they are alike in that way. Hera is here to help. She helps me with my true calling. She's helping me to heal my heart from the mistakes of the past, from my anger, from things that have happened. And she's helping me to bring my light forward, is what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And Hecate, again, I mean, you just kind of dropped in out of nowhere. This happened last time too with somebody else, kind of dropped in. But I feel like lately, it's kind of a strange thing. She comes out in my decks a lot, and I dreamt about her one time.
Oh.
So I feel like she's been calling me, and I've just been kind of, I don't know, gone back and forth about it. And she keeps saying that she knows what it's like to be in the dark and that I've had some dark times, but she wants to empower me with the light inside me. And she wants to lift me up and see the goddess that I am. Well, thank you. That's very sweet. Oh, Jesus. That is so sweet. Because I had a dream about her. It was out of the blue. And I was like, what? And so she's saying, she said that I am brave. Oh, that's very sweet. She said, mistakes happen in life, but joy will come again.
Mm. So
and
true.
She's saying, and she wants to help me with this, to awaken that path inside of me. The path of, again, of true healing, the path of life itself, she said. The path of a healed heart. She said, right now, it's slumbering within me, but she will help me to awaken it once more, if I am willing to learn. It was very sweet. That was very, very sweet.
That's nice. That's really nice.
It is. I can see her, like, just standing there, yes, with her torch, looking, like, just looking at me, and, like, Athena is, like, literally right here in my arm, and Hera is, like, over there. It's like I can see the three of them hanging out. But it is funny because the other two women are like, it's daytime where they're standing, but where Hecate is standing, it's under like this very bright moon. It's interesting, like where they are.
That's cool. That's a good visual.
It is very cool. Was there anything else? I can't remember what else.
There's one more. There's are there any other messages they have to share with the listeners today?
Perfect. I will go one by one. I'll ask Kara first if you have anything that you want to share to people, not to me. She wants to speak of love, is what she said. Love is your healing power. Love is your light. Love is all that is. Love is the only thing that truly exists here and elsewhere. It is the creator's tool. Yes. I feel that. That's so beautiful. The light itself is an energy of, is energy of love. For that is all we are. In the midst of things, in the midst of a troubled heart, in the midst of, she's saying, like, quakes. I can't find the word, but like, in the midst of a troubled heart, find the light. Look for that. And she just said, again, love is all there is. And that is our power, individually, collectively. And that is the greatest healer of all things. And do not forget yourself. You are God's love, and therefore you are God's tool. You are his heartbeat. You are his energy. Focus yourselves. Focus your energy here. As you work to heal yourselves, as you work to heal each other, lift each other up, let love be your guide and master that, she said. Okay, let me see what Athena has to say. She said she wants to speak too. I have to tell you, I dreamt about her too. I was like, these three, well, I dreamt about Athena and I dreamt about Hecate. I just have not dreamt about the other one. All right, Athena, what do you want to speak about? She's saying, ugh, is this for me or is this in general? Oh, it's for me. I'm just going to say it and I'll cut this part out. Okay, I need to say thank you first and foremost. Okay.
Whew. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Letting them walk away, ladies. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful. Until next time.
Thank you.
Okay. Whew.